Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Can I get y'all anything else?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brett Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love whatever happened to angel food cake. Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
So who are some of the people that influenced you into that made you want to become an actor?
I think originally, it's funny, I don't always think back on stuff like that, how I got started and how things happened. But because Stephen Sondheim died recently, I was thinking about where I first heard Sondheim, and it was in high school in Kansas. My choir director would wheel in that huge AV cart with the big TV and the VCR, and we watched the PBS recordings of Into the Woods and Sunday in the Park with George. Yeah. And that was, I'm from Kansas and lived on military bases, but I didn't know anything about Broadway.
Right.
So that was my first exposure to Broadway, to what Broadway was. And it was magical. I was I love theater. I didn't know that it was this. I thought it was just us doing Oklahoma in the auditorium.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And then from there, I started to discover Gregory Hines, who was my idol growing up. And I wish I had gotten a chance to work with and stuff like that. And I learned about other musicals, Sophisticated Ladies and Rent. Growing up, the only things I knew of Broadway were those PBS specials and the Tonys. So every year on the Tonys, I would record it and watch over and over again. And I remember the year Rent came out and I learned all of La Vie Boheme, all the staging and choreography from that VHS tape.
That's Tressa's favorite musical. She calls herself a Rent head. She used to always say
we were in college when that came
out.
When the soundtrack came out.
Oh, that's right. You went to college with my wife, Tressa, Carnegie Mellon. Lots of talented people at Carnegie Mellon. And you got to perform at the Tonys with Book of Mormon?
Performed with Book of Mormon and with Hair. Tonys.
Cool.
And I actually helped stage the number for Hair on the Tonys, which was pretty cool.
What's it like doing that show? The rehearsals and the show itself? I don't know how big the audience is.
It is exhausting.
Yeah?
because everything has to happen in one day. So your call time is usually 6:30 in the morning. You go to your theater, get dressed in costumes, wigs, makeup, all that stuff. And then you get bused to Radio City or wherever it is. The Book of Mormon year, it was at the Beacon, wherever it's going to be, because there's not enough holding for every Broadway cast at the theater. So you have to do everything at your theater, then get bused and wait on the bus until it's your turn to perform. So there's a whole run through in the morning that starts at 9 or 10. You go back to your theater, eat, do a matinee, and then do the whole thing over again for the telecast at night. So it's a full, it's like an 18-hour day.
So the day you're doing the Tonys, you still do a normal show that day?
Yeah.
Wow, I hadn't thought of that, but that's...
Some shows may, actually, I will say Book of Mormon, they canceled our matinee because they had a huge party. But when you're Book of Mormon and you're the creators of South Park, you can do that.
Yeah.
So some shows will do that, but most shows have a matinee. When we did Hair, we still had to do a matinee. And you do two shows the night before that, the day before that too. So it's an exhausting week. And all the press that you're doing leading up to Tony's is all about press. So it's you'll probably do The View and the Today Show and CBS This Morning. And those all happen at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, which when you finish work at 11 p.m., that's really early.
And you don't get to just show up to the show and perform. You have to
You get up 2 or 3 hours before that to start warming up. So yeah, it's rough. But all that to say, it's hard, it's rough, but it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Especially being on the stage at Radio City is amazing. And the year I did Hair on the Tonys, I helped stage the opening number too, because it was Let the Sunshine In. And they brought out every cast on Broadway. So it was you had like a hippie standing next to Liza Minnelli, standing next to Shrek. You know, it was like, it was the weirdest. If you're not into theater, it's probably like fucking insane to watch.
Right.
Like next to, who were the guy? That was the same year as Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
So like Bret Michaels performed or something. So it was like all of those guys in the band next to like Shrek, you know?
I don't know if I've told this. Maybe I told this on the show before. Tressa and I, we were invited to a very early performance of Rock of Ages.
Uh-huh.
When it was in a warehouse.
Uh-huh.
Right? And they had people just like serving shots out of test tube shots. And this iteration of it, our friend Chris Joyner, keyboard player, this toured around with a lot of the 90s bands. He was with Heart for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He invited us to this thing. He's like, oh, you want to come to this? And we went to it. Chris Hardwick was playing the Tom Cruise part.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Gass was playing the Alec Baldwin part.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like all these kind of comedians playing these like the same like serious part. And then I think a lot of some of the songs changed too. But it was like, I was like, oh, this is interesting. Now, I'm not really, it's cool because I know those songs. It's like those jukebox things. But And I've never seen the actual version of it other than the one, you know, I feel like when you see that early version of it, I just want to kind of keep it like that for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's what it's about. That was a show that was about having fun.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't take itself seriously. It's not
at all.
Change anybody's lives. You go and you have some drinks and just have fun, especially if you grew up with that music. You feel the nostalgia.
Yeah. And for me, the main thing I would say about that show is that it changed my life. No, I'm
kidding. Like, okay, no. Great. I mean, good for you. No judgment.
Look, I had no knowledge of people from Detroit and, you know, small town boys, all this stuff.
But, you know, that's one of the funny things about theater. I feel like people get really snobby about theater. And I'm the kind of person that's like, take everything for what it is. You can have Rock of Ages can exist in the same place like Hamilton does or that Shakespeare does.
Right.
Everything doesn't have to be groundbreaking and change your life and teach you a lesson. Like some stuff can just be fun.
Right.
I'm the same way about TV. There's a TV show called The Big Leap.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've seen it. It's like cheesy network show, but it's so much fun. If you just take it for what it is, it's fun. And the stakes are not that high.
Yeah.
So you can watch it and not be tense like the news makes you every day, you know?
Right.
So I just think there's a place for Rock of Ages in theater, you know?
Right. There's a place for Rock of Ages, the show that changed my life. And
okay, I'm not going to let you say that again, though.
No, it didn't change my life. It made my life. Is that no?
Your life truly began.
I'm joking, but I enjoyed it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.